Planning to host this summer? Same day delivery is a party saver. You've got people coming over. It's getting a little crowded. You're not sure there's enough burgers, chips, paper towels, etc. Don't freak out. Target Circle 360 is coming to the rescue with unlimited same day delivery. It's the fastest way to get more Target. So sign up today. Take care of your guest. Target takes care of the rest. Summer hosting is so much easier when you have unlimited same day delivery from Target. Sign up for the new Target Circle 360 today. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. Isn't it amazing that we live in a world where you can get anything you need when you need it right to your door? With DoorDash, you can get pretty much anything from pet food to snacks to alcohol or toothpaste or even headphones. You name it, DoorDash has it. This came in handy when I realized I forgot some things for my family barbecue. I was ready to cook the burgers on the grill, and we ran out of condiments. I love my burgers with all the fixings, so I went to my DoorDash app and ordered some right away. And another time I used DoorDash was when I was sick at home and I didn't have any tissues or medicine. There was no way I could leave the house, so all I did was open my phone, clicked on the DoorDash app, and started my search. It's that easy. DoorDash, your door to more. Download the DoorDash app now to get almost anything delivered. Must be 21 or older to order alcohol. Drink responsibly. Alcohol available only in select markets.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I am all in.
More, more, more. I want to kiss you more.
All In with Scott Patterson, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Hey, everybody. Scott Patterson. I am All In podcast, 111 Productions, iHeartMedia, iHeartRadio, iHeart Popsicles, iHeart everything. Pop Culture, Season 7, Episode 3, Lorelei's First Cotillion, joined by my intrepid crew, Amy Sugarman, Tara Sood. Where's Danielle?
She'll be back.
Okay.
She'll be back.
All right. And Suzanne is on vacation on the East Coast with her lovely husband. And having a wonderful time. And Danielle is occupying the throne. She may never get out of it when Suzanne returns anyway.
Yeah, true.
Tara, why don't you take us away?
Alrighty. So Rory and Lorelei have just been introduced to Charlotte at Emily and Richard's house. Rory says, "You know, Charlotte's Web is one of my favorite books." Lorelei says, "Spiders talking to pigs. What could be better than that?" Charlotte's Web is a children's book written by E.B. White and is considered a classic. The book was adapted into an animated feature and a live-action film. And did you know in Charlotte's Web, in the live-action movie, there were 47 Wilbers on set because the piglets grew up so fast?
Can you imagine being the pig wrangler?
No.
That's a lot of pigs.
That's a lot of piglets.
Lot.
Charlotte is explaining why she missed the table manners session for the summer cotillion. Charlotte, I'm awfully sorry about that, Mrs. Gilmore. My grandparents took me to a Count Basie tribute at Tanglewood. Count Basie was a jazz pianist, organist, band leader, and composer. In 1935, he formed the Count Basie Orchestra and performed with them for over 50 years at the very top, the zenith of that business. Did you know Count Basie's most famous collaborators included Frank Sinatra and Tony Bennett? Basie's orchestra performed with Sinatra several times. What a man. Well, what a
time. I think you should do the next one, too. It's up your alley.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. Oh, I get two in a row. I mean, we're breaking precedent. Here I go. I will need extra pay. Just letting you know. Rory is helping tutor at Paris's SAT prep program when the timer goes off. Paris, that's it. Pencils down. That means you, Casanova. Time is up. Everyone else, unless your parents want to start paying overtime, which for many of you might be a good idea. Giacomo Casanova was a Venetian who lived from 1725 to 1798. He was an adventurer and author, and he became known as a ladies' man. In his memoir, he wrote that he made love to 132 women. Hardly Wilt Chamberlain standards. That's like Wilt Chamberlain in a month.
I never knew his first name was Giacomo, though.
Well, now you know. I didn't either. I thought it was Fred. his memoir has been turned into many film adaptations starring Heath Ledger, Tony Curtis, Bob Hope, Donald Sutherland. I think that Donald Sutherland was
Bob Hope.
Fellini.
Bob Hope. Not to be...
Right. That's
not
odd.
That's
not who you would normally think
not
of.
Not to sully the great name of Bob Hope, but yet... What?
Casanova? did you know that Casanova achieved celebrity status by mingling with famous people and making himself the subject of gossip? He hobnobbed with Voltaire, Catherine the Great, and Benjamin Franklin. Well.
Wow, is right.
Isn't he special? Anyway, I think, Amy, I'll take this one. I want to do this one,
I was going to say, this one is better for you, too. I agree.
It really, truly is, because I've actually read some Henry Miller books. Rory and Lane are in the library reading books to help out with the recent problems, pregnancy, and boys. Rory, well, it's supposed to be metaphorical and evocative. It's Henry Miller. Lane, Henry Miller has better stuff than that. Believe me. This is not why they banned his books. Henry Miller was a writer who published several semi-autobiographical novels. His work blended personal philosophy, social critique, and candid depictions of sex. His books were banned for decades in the United States. I remember in high school reading a book of his called The Time of the Assassins. It was a book about Rimbaud.
I'd never even heard of this guy until Gilmore Girls.
Oh, Henry Miller? Really? Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. The book Rory is reading is called Sexist. The first volume is the Rosie Crucifixion trilogy. The book is about Henry Miller's early sexual escapades in Brooklyn. Did you know Henry Miller had 5 wives? Shocking.
I was going to say.
Big shocker.
Shocking.
I wasn't about to read attended church regularly. No. It was going to be had 5 wives. Thank you very much. Shout out to AstroPro for sponsoring this episode and providing free samples. It's springtime and that means allergies. Mine have been throwing me off and I need something that works fast. That's where AstroPro comes in. It's the first of its kind nasal allergy spray, and it is the fastest 24-hour over-the-counter spray you can get. It starts working in 30 minutes while other allergy sprays take hours. Plus, it is the first and only 24-hour steroid-free allergy spray. AstroPro delivers full prescription strength indoor and outdoor allergy relief from nasal congestion, runny and itchy nose, and sneezing. So if you suffer from allergies like I do, get fast-acting nasal allergy symptom relief with AstroPro. Go to AstroProAllergy.com for a discount so you can AstroPro and go today. Visit AstroProAllergy.com. Use as directed for relief of nasal congestion, runny nose, sneezing, and itchy nose due to allergies.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots as I sit down with inspiring women like Misty Copeland, Brooke Shields, Vanessa Hudgens, and so many more. We dive into how these women made their pivot and their mindset shifts that happened as a result. It's a podcast about women, their stories, and how their pivot became their success. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV True Crime Podcast. to live and die in LA. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This was funny. Lorelai welcomes the young girls to the inn to practice for cotillion. Is the library ready for us? Emily says. Lorelai, yes, the tables are set and the tea is brewed and I have hired some extra poor people for the girls to look down on. Charlotte, she's the one I told you about. A regular Imogene Coca. Michelle, oh my God, I love them. They are like Madame Alexander dolls come to life. So Imogene Coca was a comic actress best known for her role on Your Show of Shows with Sid Caesar. She was nominated for 5 Emmy Awards and won for Best Actress in 1951. But most people listening to this podcast know her from one of two things. Her role on The Brady Bunch, where she was to look like Jan. And I think Jan was kind of like bent out of shape that in earlier years, she looked like Imogene Coca. And it's like, come on, Jan. And she's Aunt Edna from Vacation, who the dog peed on the sandwich. She died. They put her on top of the car.
Oh, that was Imogene Coca?
Yep. These are classic Imogene Coca roles that we might know. Imogene Coca survived a serious car accident in 1973 with left her without sight in her right eye. Mm. Now, we also can talk about Madame Alexander dolls. The Madame Alexander Doll Company is a manufacturer of collectible dolls founded by Beatrix Alexander in 1926. Madame Alexander created the first doll based on a licensed character, which was Scarlett O'Hara from the movie Gone with the Wind.
And wow, nice fact. That's a nice factoid. Tara, you're up.
This is the last one. There weren't that many of this.
I feel like I have a theory on that. They bombarded us with so many weird pop culture references. Not weird, but too many that it last got week? Weird in the one you know before what? That somebody was minute. Like, dial right. it back too wow. much.
This also, this is truly one of the big reasons why everything feels off because the pop culture references are... I don't know, maybe
really short. They're mostly there's right. very few. They're very historical. Right. And right. I think it's because, like, you know how you said you get notes. I bet you someone gave a note like too many, and then they just did nothing.
I wonder also, did you notice in so far the first three episodes, there's a lot of food talk, like more than pop culture.
Maybe it's like a crutch. They're like, when in doubt, talk about food or pop culture.
Yeah, like PB&J, Pop-Tarts, like we're just gonna throw like sandwiches, like there was a lot of food talk.
Interesting.
So Charlotte is introducing Lorelai to her grandparents. Arthur says, oh, the famous Lorelai. Lorelai says, famous? I have to catch up on my Us Weeklies. Arthur says, Charlotte told us you were a card. Beverly says, she also told us that you were a delightful dining companion, like Noel Coward and Slim Keith rolled into one. Lorelai says, oh, well, she's delightful, too, like Shirley Temple and Mother Teresa and someone with very good table manners rolled into one. Noel Coward was a playwright, director, and actor known for his wit and flamboyance. Slim Keith was an American socialite and fashion icon of the 50s and 60s. Slim also is featured as one of the Swans in the current Ryan Murphy show, Feud, Capote versus the Swans. And Slim is portrayed by Diane Lane in the series. Shirley Temple is an American actress, singer, dancer, and diplomat who was Hollywood's number one box office draw as a child actress.
Yeah, she went on to be an ambassador to something.
Yep, and I still to this day order Shirley Temples. And did you know the Shirley Temple drink was created when she was out at a restaurant and needed something non-alcoholic to drink?
That's famous.
They, oh, yeah. She was whining over her parents sipping old-fashioned drinks, which also come with a signature maraschino cherry.
Oh, yeah, the best.
And so the waiter created a version for her.
Yeah, and so
and every kid loves a maraschino cherry.
Mm-hmm. Oh, sure.
So that's interesting. My theory on the pop culture is too much, mm-hmm. now too little, just like Goldilocks.
Mm-hmm.
I can't quite get it right.
There's only six.
I know, it's really light, but last time was so crazy.
No.
So you think week by week, they're like, all right.
I don't know. They're trying to find their way. I think that's they're trying to find their way. And maybe next week will be so wonderful and so marvelous.
All right, kids, that's going to wrap it up for this very lengthy marathon episode of Pop Culture. We will see you next time. Best fans on the planet, keep downloading, keep sending your cards and messages. We love you. All the best. Stay safe. Follow us on Instagram at IAmAllInPodcast and email us at Gilmore@iHeartRadio.com.
Summer, the best time of the year usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there was another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. At IKEA, everyone can have lounge chair access. No reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, they have all of the essentials that you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.